Dharma Dueling with AI. Article by Jed McKenna, jedvater.com, read by Cornelia McFeely. These questions were sent to me with a note saying they are AI-generated questions meant to challenge a non-dual teacher. There are no challenging questions, so I tried to make it harder by answering in 15 minutes. No problem. I also made myself a cup of coffee, checked spelling and punctuation, and rotated my tires in that time. Question 1. How can one reconcile the concept of individual identity with the idea of non-duality? Answer. The idea of non-duality is that awareness is true and does exist. Appearance is untrue and does not exist. No self is true self. Individual identity is an appearance and does not in truth exist. Question 2. If everything is fundamentally one, how do we explain the diversity and apparent separateness in the world? Answer, dream state. Question 3. Is non-duality a concept to be understood intellectually, or is it something to be directly experienced? How does one go about experiencing it? Answer, non-duality has nothing to do with experience. It is not a philosophy or cosmology or worldview. Non-duality refers to a stage of anti-development we must pass through on the longer journey of awakening. It is a vehicle we get into at point A and out of at point B. The only concept of non-duality is not two. The rest is a matter of extrapolating the ramifications of that core truth. Question 4. In the context of non-duality, what is the nature of consciousness and how does it relate to the material world? Truth does not exist within context. Consciousness is true and does exist. The material world is untrue and does not exist. Question 5. How can non-duality be practically applied in daily life to address challenges and conflicts? Non-duality has universal dream state application because it transforms the dream state beholder. It is a developmental process, not a spiritual one. Question 6. If there is no self in the ultimate sense, what is the nature of personal responsibility and accountability? Answer. There is no self in any sense. Nothing personal exists. Responsibility is irrelevant. Accountability is futile. You will be unassimilated. Question 7. Can the concept of free will coexist with the idea of non-duality? How does agency fit into this framework? Answer. Free will is a non-issue because there's no self to possess free will, or to be predetermined, or to exercise agency. The burden of proof is not on those who say things don't exist. It is on those who say things do exist. Question 8. How do emotions and suffering fit into the non-dual perspective? Can one be free from suffering while still experiencing challenging emotions? Answer. Emotion and suffering are dream state elements no different from war and peace, love and hate, whipped cream and cherries. Freedom from suffering has nothing to do with non-duality. In the dream state, everyone seems free to suffer as much as they want. On a personal note, I don't recommend it. Question 9. How does non-duality relate to morality and ethical decision-making? Answer. It doesn't, except to clear the mind of delusions and misconceptions, such as morality, ethics, and decision-making. Question 10. Can non-duality be reconciled with religious or spiritual traditions that emphasize a personal relationship with a divine being? Answer. Non-duality can't be reconciled with anything except the non-dual equation, not two. It is incompatible with any belief system. Question 11. Is there room for devotion or surrender in the practice of non-duality, or does it contradict the idea of selflessness? Answer. Without egoic surrender, no progress is possible. There is no practice of non-duality. There is obviously no self to be selfless. Question 12. How do you address the criticism that non-duality can lead to apathy or detachment from societal and environmental issues? Answer. I don't. It can. It does. In the sense that the non-dual leg of the journey of awakening leads to awakening in or from the dream state, adulthood and enlightenment respectively. The issues of half-born human children are left behind. Societal and environmental issues are dream state elements and don't, in truth, exist. Anyone wishing to involve themselves in juvenile issues post-awakening seems free to do so. Question 13. Can non-duality accommodate the idea of progress and personal growth, or does it suggest a static and unchanging reality? Answer: progress and personal growth are dream state elements. Truth is static and unchanging, which is the reason for the dynamic and fluid dream state universe. What can't be dreamt? Question 14. How does non-duality view concepts like time, space, and causality? Answer: time, space, and causality are beliefs, and no belief is true. They exist only in the dream state, which is untrue and therefore does not exist. The burden of proof is on those who assert otherwise. Question 15. Can language adequately express the principles of non-duality, or does it inevitably fall short? Answer: not too adequately expresses the sole principle of non-duality in English. Question 16. How does non-duality address the concept of enlightenment or awakening? Is it a destination or an ongoing process? Answer: one can awaken in the dream state, which we can call the integrated state of human adulthood or lucidity. Or one can awaken from the dream state, which we can call enlightenment. After enlightenment, one returns to the dream state theater and slips back into some semblance of their former character, because there's nowhere else to go and no one else to be. Question 17. Can non-duality be compatible with scientific understanding, especially in fields like quantum physics or neuroscience? Answer: science is a belief system. All scientific understanding, including quantum physics or neuroscience, are dream state elements and have no basis in truth. Question 18. How does non-duality view the relationship between the relative and the absolute, the manifest and the unmanifest? Answer: absolute is synonymous with truth and does exist. Relative is synonymous with untruth and does not exist. The manifest might be considered appearance, which does not in truth exist, and the unmanifest can be thought of as awareness, which does in truth exist, and that thou art. Question 19. Can relationships, love, and connection be reconciled with the idea of non-duality, which suggests the absence of a separate self? Answer: there is no idea of non-duality. All emotions are dream state elements and do not in truth exist. The burden of proof is on those who say otherwise. Non-duality does not suggest the absence of a separate self. It asserts not two, which destroys the illusion of a separate self. Question 20. How do you respond to the challenge that non-duality is simply another conceptual framework and that the ultimate truth cannot be conceptualized or communicated? Answer: non-duality is the absence of any framework. If anyone wishes to assert the truth of a framework, the burden of proof is on them. Non-duality is not a belief or an assertion. It is a simple statement of fact, not two. Anyone who says otherwise should put up or shut up. We are all non-dualists in the end. That was too easy. I'm sure I could have said things better, but I was watching the clock. The end. Article by Jed McKenna, jedvater.com. Read by Cornelia McFeely. Visit wisefoolpress.com to learn more about the books of Jed McKenna in print, ebook, and audio formats. Thank you.